Vayter in Oraisa, we're in Yevamos Daf Beis Amud Beis, picking it up at the top of the page, third line, last word on the line. Zok the Hilul Gemara. We just gave a case of 15 women who are going to pater the tsaros. They are going to be pater from doing yibam and or chalitza, and the tsaros are also going to be pater from yibam chalitza. But now it says the Gemara, Vekulam Emesu. But let's say any of these 15 women was once married to the Yavam's brother. So you have Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven marries Shimon's daughter, and then another woman, and then Reuven dies. So we know that the daughter and the other and the tzara do not go to Shimon because it can't be with Shimon. But what happens if, let's say, Reuven marries Shimon's daughter and another woman, and then Shimon's daughter dies, or she does miyun, which we'll explain in a minute, where she separates herself from him, or they get divorced, that she's an islandess, which we'll explain in a moment, then Saraseim, Mutaros, that Saraseim are going to be mutter to go and do Yibam or Chalitza, to be involved Yibam or Chalitza. Now, what do all these things mean? Well, they mean as follows. Miyun, number one is Mesu. So if Reuven is married to Shimon's daughter and to another woman, but then let's say the daughter dies, so that leaves it to be the Reuven's married to a Nachris, so a woman, not a non-Jew, meaning a woman that's not Shimon Ashok, to a woman that's no Shaychus to Shimon, and therefore if Reuven dies now, then he would go and do Yibam Chalitz over there. Mion is what? Mion is as follows. A father has the right to marry off his daughter if she's below the age of 12 years old. And it's totally binding and all that jazz. But let's say the father dies and the girl's below 12 years old. So then now the mother and or older brother are allowed to do that as well, marry her off. However, that marriage is a derabbanandika marriage. And if she decides she doesn't want to be part of it, in front of Edom, she's able to be memayim, which means adumian, means she's allowed to refuse this marriage over here. And then she goes free and she's not considered married to that person. Now we're going to see, it's going to come up, so we'll do it right now. There's also something known as Yisoma Bechaye Aviha. That is, let's say a father marries off the daughter, and then that person who he married her off to, while she's still a katana, divorces her or ends up dying. Then what happens? Now the father can no longer do it. It's only a one-time opportunity to marry off his daughter before she's 12 years old. So if the husband dies or they get divorced, then she's allowed to go and marry herself off to someone, but that marriage is the Durabanan, and she's also allowed to walk out of that marriage before she is 12 years old. So that's called while the father's still alive. So in these cases, if Mion happened, if let's say the father, let's say Reuven and Shimon, and Shimon ends up having a daughter, he marries his daughter to somebody, and then that person dies or they get divorced, and then she decides to go and marry her uncle Reuven, and then Reuven marries someone else as well. So in such a case over there, where he's now Reuven's married to his niece Midorabanan and to another one Midoraisa, the other wife of Reuven, when Reuven dies, can do Yibam or Chalitza to the brother Shimon, because his own daughter doesn't really mess it up because only Midorabanan take a marriage. Now we'll see all this soon. I'm just jumping the gun a little. Although that's true, they should do chalitza because we don't want people confusing into a case of when it's a regular full-fledged wife. So then that other woman do chalitza. Now that's a mian onus garsha, or if they got divorced. Let's say Reuven got divorced from Shimon's daughter before he died. Ocean's islandess, or she ends up being an islandess, which means she's not able to have children. She doesn't ever mature. Then what happens? She is considered like not married. It's called a mekachtos. And then Sarah said, Mutar, so you're able to go ahead and do Yibam or Chalitza. Says Rashi. Vikulan Shemesu, says Rashi, Shemesa Bito Kodim La'achiv. If let's say the daughter dies before the brother does, Omiyan or does Mian, Vehechim Ishkachas La'mian B'bito. How could it be? Varehu Kayim, he's still alive, the father's still alive, so how could it be that Shimon's daughter did Mian? Ve'ein Mian Ela B'yisoma. The answer is, we answered, Mishkachas La'kagon Shavia, Hesia Lola Echa, to get married off to somebody else. When his Gar Shukashi Katana and give divorce to her once she was a Katana, Vashuv Ein Levi, Rishusba, the father's never Rishus for to do anything anymore. It's a one-time shot. And then she marries her uncle. But she's still katana. And she goes out with Mian. She got divorced or did Mian from the brother. Oh, nimtzis ayinul in this. Shemekhel mekachtos. It's a mekachtos. V'lohavya eishes achiv. And she's no longer called eishes achiv. Ukeshemes achiv. Hare he kemo she'enu ishto. When he dies, it's like he wasn't his wife. And misyab mo tzara, so do give him to the tzara. Back in the Gemara. Okay. So they do all these type of things over here. That all these situations. Then tzara sembegim mutar. If you're not able to say in those cases, these situations about one's mother-in-law or mother-in-law's mother or father-in-law's mother, that they ended up being an islandess or that they did mean, clearly it can't be, it's not possible for the mother-in-law or all these situations to be an islandess because the islandess can't have children. These women gave birth, right? So obviously they can't be. In Ireland, it says Rashi Shikvar Yoldu Marcher Kodem Shenisu Lachiv Hilkach Lav Islandis. He's not called Islandis. So Mion Nami Leka. You can't do Mion either. Shari Gedolos. And they're definitely Gedolos because you can't give birth before without being Gedola. Ve'ein Mema'enis can't do Mion. Eli Yisoma Ketana. Okay, the Mufar Sakaman Meperik Beishamay. Right, because like we explain later on Beishamay. Ketzad. Now we're going to get into things which we already explained yesterday, but we're going to see it inside now. Ketzad Pochos Tzarasein. How do the 15 Aras, how are they going to pater their co-wives from Chalitza and from doing the Tzaras and Chalitza and Yibam? Haisa Bito. O Achas Mikolar Asa Elu Nesuas La'achiv. Let's say his own daughter, Shimon's daughter, is married to Reuven or to any of the Arias that are Mikolar Asa Elu. And then Veloisha Cheres and Shimon has Reuven has another wife. So again, Reuven is married to Shimon's daughter. And then when Reuven dies, his daughter falls to him, and there's another woman also. Veloisha Cheres and he has and therefore. So we have a Reuven's married to daughter to Denise and to other woman Umes. And then the brother dies. There's no kids over there. And when it's happening, Geshem Shabita Patur, just like niece is Patur from her own father. Asher Shari Asurlo, it's also to her father. Ve'in Shem Ach Ella. Who Vein Shamachalu and he's the only brother. Kach Sarasa Petura can the all of the Gemara. So she's going to the Tzara is going to be like the Gemara is going to say. Kach Sarasa Petura. So too the Tzara is also going to be Potter as well. Holcha Tzara is Bito Venisis Lachiv Hashenim. Let's say there's another brother. It's not just Reuven and Shimon. It's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And then Reuven ends up dying. Right? Reuven marries niece Shimon's daughter and then and another woman. Right? We'll call her Shaniqua. She marries niece and Shaniqua. So Holchot Saras Bito. Let's say then that we know that Shimon can't do Yibam or Chalitza on his daughter or the other one, but Levi can because another brother. So Holchot Saras Bito Venisis La'achav Hasheni. He goes and marries Levi. She marries Levi. Velo Isha Acheres and he has another wife, Latifa Umes, and then Levi ends up dying. Then what happens? Geshem Shetzaras Bito Petura, just like Shaniqua was Pater from Shimon because it was the Tzara of her own daughter, so too Latifa is as well. Kach Saras Sarasa Petura, so too the Tzara Sarasa is going to be Petura as well. Afil Heimea, even if there are 100 of them. Again, I spelled it out, but Rashi says, Holchot Saras Bito Venisis Lachav Hasheni, Deheicha Deish Achacher, Levi, Sheshtei Mutaris Lo, both niece and Shaniqua are going to be mutter to him, Eina Peturo, so not Pater anymore, Shari Yishkan Mitzvah Siba, Mitzvah Siba exists. Maybe Shimon can't do it, but Levi can, and Mitzvah Bemis Ha'achas, Ve'ashniya Peturo, he does Yibam one, and the other one's off the hook. Right, it's good to go. He does Shaniqua, and then niece is off the hook. Dechsev, the Pasuk says, Es Beis Achiv, Bais Echad, who bone of Elosh. Time. It's just to marry one of them, but not two of them. The im, because it was to uphold the brother, build the brother, your brother's home. The im yibim echad as saras bito velo isha cheres. He needs another wife, Latifa umes below banim v'chazon afulufanim. They go and they fall in front of him again. Right? That was the. That's that. Then we're going to say that kishem shetzaras bito p'tur, just like the tzaras bito, the Shaniqua is going to be p'tur because it's his daughter. His daughter, meaning the niece, it's Shimon's daughter. Therefore, the Shaniqua as well. Shenasra alav mishas nifilas achiv arishan who became also the time before the first time shenafalim bito lufanav upitarta bito. Hey Manu, the pater the daughter from being with her. Hare he alav keishes ach sheish lo banim. It's considered like the wife of your brother. that has children, she's always going to be Aser. So kach saras tsarasa. So too, Shaniqua's tsara, which is Latifa from Levi as well. Ashes achiv hasheni, that would be Levi. Cheres petura is going to be pater. Shazu patata, this one's going to pater. V'taima yalla pegamara mi litzror. We're going to learn from a pasuk. Shetsaras erva poteres tsarasa. The tsara will be pater, it's tsarasa as well. Afilu in mea, Rashi says, afilu in kuf, achim, even if 100 of them, shall hashlishi v'lo isha'cheres, and it continues on. So you have Nice and Shaniqua, Shaniqua and Latifa, Latifa and Kamitza, Kamitza and Malika, right? V'lo isha'cheres umes below bottom shteim nesaros alzev v'chein olam. Just keep going down the line like that. Okay. Fracta gema or the me? We're still the Mishnah. Ketzad. Im mesu tsereseim mutaros. Sorry to sound repetitive here because we did this, but now I was going to spell it inside. Ketzad, what's the case where you're going to have that if, let's say, Reuven is married to his niece and to Shaniqua, that then Shaniqua is off the hook because Shimon is his own daughter, if there's only two of them. But if, let's say, it's only going to be if she's still involved in the picture. So Ketzad and Mesut are saying, how is it that if they die, that they're going to be Mutar? Rashi says, Lisiabim lo, Share, Bishas, Zikas, Yibam, and Etarasa. At the time of the Yibam comes into the picture, they're not considered Tzar anymore. Haisa Bito, Achas, Mikola, Raras, Eilu, Nusus, Lachiv. Let's say the Bito, one of these tribes is married to the brother. For Lo Isha Cher, she's another wife. So it's Nis and Shaniqua. Mesa Bito, the daughter dies. Oh, Nisgarsha, or they get divorced. Then Vachach Mesachiv, and then the brother dies, right? I mean, Reuven then dies. So Rasa Mutaris, then Shaniqua is going to be Mutter because now to Shimon, there's no relationship anymore. Now, and now, Vichol Hayachola Lemoin Velomiana, in any situation where, let's say, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven's married to Shimon's daughter, to his niece, and to Shaniqua, and she's a katana. She's a katana at the time. And Reuven already married her off to somebody else. They got divorced, and then she ended up marrying him, so she could have done Mion. If you could do Mion, and you didn't do Mion, so explain this in the very introduction, that Sarah should do Chalitza and not Yibam, because even though Meikar Adin, since the marriage of Nice is only Midarabanan, because she married herself off, or the brother married her off, or the mother married her off, No, not the brother married. Sorry. It's the first case I said because it's Yisoma Bechayavia. Because otherwise the father's dead. There's no discussion about him. But since it's a Derabanan Degazach, therefore Shaniqua is the one that's full-fledged Midaraisa, and therefore really Shaniqua has to do Yibam or Chalitza with Shimon, but you should do Chalitza just in case you don't mess it up in a regular case where they are married. Says Rashi, V'chol ha'yichol l'mayin, k'gon sha'er v'ketan v'yichol l'mayin, v'lo mi'ena u'meis achif, v'chol v'kidushah, eino el midrabanan, v'zikas nefilas midrabanan, and a zika of falling is all midrabanan, eino poteres tsarasa, it's not going to part of the tsarim, and the Chalitza do chazil l'siabim, asur, you can't do us, can the first time of a Gemara, like we see in the Gemara, sheniris, Tzara Serva, it looks like Tzara Serva, therefore you don't do it like that. Okay. Zog Tehila Gemara Mechti. Let's see. Kulu, all of these dinim, all of these 15 women, Me'achos Ishi Elfinan, right? All of their p'tor from Yibam are learned out from the Pasuk. We didn't get into all these picking me up, but they're learned out from Achos Isha. And that is from a wife's sister, says Rashi, Mechti kulu arayos, mashe pilpotus as a yib, min a yibam. It's learned that me'achos isha alfin, it'll come on mishmaitin on Gimel Amud Beis. We're going to learn it on Gimel Amud Beis. I am married to my wife. My wife, if she had a sister, let's call her, I don't know, Chihuahua. Okay, so my wife is married to a sim, Chihuahua, and let's say two brothers, my two sisters. I and my brother, David. I don't have a brother, David, but my brother, David, and I marry sisters. I marry my wife, and my wife is a sister, Chihuahua, and then David dies, so I'm not allowed to marry my wife's sister, right? And even if there's Yibam involved, and that pasuk is going to teach that a wife's sister is also going to pater that Sarah from Yibam as well. And the fact that we learn everything out from that Okay, now the Gemara asks, Kulam Achosisha Elfinan. So listen to Achosisha Beresha. Why isn't that the first case that's mentioned in the Mishnah if that's the one that everybody is being learned out from? And if you want to say the Tana is going through an order of severity of the Esser, if I have a relationship, an intimate relationship with different women, there's different types of punishment. Sometimes it can end up being that it's skila. Sometimes it can be srefa. There's different cases. So maybe it went in terms of intensity. Rabbi Shimon he to Amr srefa of chamura, and it's going to the world of Rabbi Shimon who says that srefa is the most chamor of all of them. Rashi says, "Rabbi Shimon he da Amr beperik dal nisus and hedrin srefa chamura lachitana resha bito." His daughter, Ubas Bito, and his daughter's daughter, Kulu Ad Eim Chamiv Bisrefa, all those are going to be Srefa. Yahachi, then listening Chamosa Beresha. Then it should put his mother in law first, the Iker Srefa, Bechamosa Ksiva. Because the Iker idea of Srefa is written by the mother in law. Says Rashi, Bechamosa Ksiva, Isha Sher Yikach, S Isha, the S Ima. Zimahi be'ishisrefu. We learn it out from that. So therefore, that should be the first case mentioned, but it's not. The Odom, furthermore, baser chamoso listnei kalaso. And after, when you put it after one's mother-in-law, it should write the case of the person's daughter-in-law, right? Mother-in-law's mother and father-in-law's mother, daughter, daughter's daughter, son's daughter, wife's daughter, wife's daughter. Like that's what should have written over here. It says Rashi kalaso. Beskila beperik dal misos v'chol shayr ayos the masnisin ena b'misos bezin ela b'karis. The rest of them are not. They're good to go with karis. The basa srefa skila chamura because after srefa is skila. So we're totally out of order over here. Says Rashi, nothing weiter. Says Gemara ela bito kevon da'asa b'midrusha chaviva lei. By the case of someone's own daughter, the iser one's daughter. Is since it's learned through Medrash, it's expounded on, therefore it's more Chaviv, and that's why it's the first one that's put out over there. It says, Rashi, Kivin de Asim Medrash, Leia Sar Alav, Chaviv Ale, Latana, Vakhil, we put it first. Lakaman, Mefarshale, and Dav Gimel, it's going to explain that a little bit more. Now, the Gemara does go further, it's going to go back and forth to this, but we're going to stop over here for now, and for today's Amud.
Now you know what we do. It's time to review. Let's take a look again back to Beza Ben Aleph, Selkta Hilga Mishnah, Chamesh Yisrei Noshim, Potos Sarasem, Vatsar Sarasem, and Achalitza, Omen, Ayibam, Atsof, Kalolam, Ve'elohim, Bito, his daughter, Ubas Bito, that's talking about from Anusa, Ubas Bito, or the offspring of that, Ubas Beno, the offspring of that, if they're married again to the brother as well as someone else, it's going to be part of the Tzara as well. Bas Ishto, that's his wife brings into the marriage or their marriage. Ubas Bina, the daughter of that, so if they have a son, they have a daughter from that. Ubas Bito, or a daughter of that. Chamoso, mother-in-law, Ve'im Chamoso, the mother-in-law, Ve'im Chamov, and the mother, the father-in-law's mother. Achoso Me'imo, if it's his sister from his mama, that is that he is a sister from a mother, and he's a brother from a father, and then they end up marrying, and which is totally fine, because they're fine, and then he has another wife, and he's not going to fault him, and he potter everything. Vachos imo, that would be his mama's sister. That one's a little in detail. Take a look at Rashi for that one. Vachos ishto, or his wife's sister, two brothers married, two sisters. The Ashes Achiv Me'imo, the wife of his brother from his mother, so they share a mother but not sharing a father. We know that's only if they share a father. Beep, turn the page, base on base. The Ashes Achiv Shalom Ba'olamo, that is Levi, wasn't alive at the time that Reuven ended up dying, and he only was born afterwards, and therefore it's going to be us, always as Ashes Ach. Vikalaso and his daughter-in-law, all these cases. Elu potos harosen, potos harosen, menachlitzam, and yibam, atzof kol, atzof ha-olam, until the end of the world, right? It could be, again, Shaniqua, Latifa, Kamitza, Malika, Sarif, Karachalea, etc. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.